Okay, I am Aaron Lin. Welcome to my channel. Okay, so there's a little bit of echo. I'll try to edit it away. We are at this house again. Okay, I need to rush for this video because the customer has just finished their renovation. So what you see now in this video is a brand new house. Okay, you don't know what I'm talking about, right? This is the house that we had the other time when we show you how to plan your renovation wisely. That video was the old version of this whole place. This video is the after reno video, and I'm going to tell you how much they have spent and what they have done and whatsoever. But again, like I told you, I get like a special permission to film this video. Everyone has their own needs and wants. So some of these things you may think that is unnecessary for you. Of course, because you are not the owner, ma. So the owner has reasons and they have their own thinking on how they want to design their house. I think everyone have their rights and priorities to do so, okay? So in this video, we are just here to share with you what has been done, how much, and why they have this concept. And then you can see whether is it worth it or not, okay? So at the start of the video, I will tell you that this renovation is done by the contractor that has done up my house also. The total amount spent for this renovation is about 87,000. 87,000 include everything but not like electronics. Means example like aircon, fan, TV, stove, all these things don't have. Okay, it's just purely renovation like tiles and whatsoever. So in this video, I will explain all to you. Let's go. Okay, so we are at the entrance of the house now. If you see the old house, right? Well, I also forget what is the old house with really. But the old house, I think the entrance door and everything lah. Is it? I don't know. Okay, I'll go and try to get the picture and then try to put a screenshot somewhere here. But this, the owner has done out a shoe rack. Okay, done out a shoe rack. Okay, this is 90% done because I think some of the hinges and some of the handles, some of the things are not done, but this is 90% done, okay? 90% only, yeah. So over here, I think some things not done, so you see some pencil mark, I also don't know what they talk about. But anyway, the cupboard is roughly this way. Okay, let's see whether I can move it upwards. If you can see, but because of the exposure, there's a, at the top, right, there's a light strip, okay? I see whether I can lower the camera so that you can see there's a light strip. Okay, and now you can see a little bit. Okay, there's a light strip. So there's a light strip that's being done like LED strip like that, which is quite cool. Okay, I think this is one of the design that I don't really see in the olden design. So the new houses, I think they start to do this LED light strip. The good thing is compare this to like corny or like four ceiling is that the cockroach or insect or whatever cannot climb in, so you wouldn't have this issue of like dirt being stuck there. So these are all LED. How to replace, frankly speaking, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. So they make out this shoe rack. Okay, this shoe rack like this, this kind of racks will cost you maybe about 4,000 or so because it's top to bottom. Okay, so this is about 4,000 or so plus minus. Okay, I just want to give you the rough idea. So this is the entrance. Basically, later on when we continue the tour, you realize that a lot of things has been changed, okay? Okay, so how about here? Here, really everything changed. If you realize the cupboard, everything changed. Floor is also new, okay, guys? The whole flooring here, the whole toweling has been redone, redo, okay? It's all new. So this cabinet is pretty expensive, okay? And over there, you have the 神台, you know? Okay, this owner of this house, right, is in their 70s plus minus. So they have some needs that maybe you are in the 20s, you in the 30s don't need. Okay, so everybody has their own preference. So this big cabinet here, you have see the display, the 神台, the cabinet to put the thing and all these cabinets. Also, you see here also cabinet. Okay, here also cabinet. All these things add up. I think this is easily maybe, I don't know, 8,000. Or so, plus minus. When it gets bigger, it gets more expensive. Okay, you realize that there's this structure here that's a bit special. This is actually part of the living room. The old unit, you know that they actually built like a shoe rack thing over at this corner. Okay, but this one, they didn't do it. They hacked everything away. They built this place here. Then they built up this small room. This small room on top, you can see, is actually like the aircon can actually go in, the wind can actually go in. The reason is because as of now, they are using it as a, it's not a store. It's not a store. I explain to you later. Okay, this is just the door. Can close one. Okay, can close one. The bomb shelter already there. So there's already another store. So this is actually done up because in the future, they may need to have a maid or a helper when they grow older. This is just like a forward thinking. So they are thinking in the future. As of now, they are using it as a mini office. Okay, so like they need to do some work or some study or some Zoom online, then they will use this office. So in order to make sure that they don't need to build another aircon inside, they build a small gap on top. Okay, so this is their thinking. This area over here, right, is normally the living area for most of the units over here. So how the government has structured it, right, is that this part is actually like the living dining. But now they have changed it. They changed to this part is the dining. I'm going to show you where's the living later, okay? If you remember the video, you roughly have an idea. But this part, they are going to put a dining table. The window grills and the window frame are not the old previous owner one. So only the windows are not changed. Everything has been hacked, has been changed. Like example, the cornea, you see the strip lights again on top. The fan also new, the lights also new, okay? So this place is like this. Let's move to another place. Okay, basically this is like a tobalik thing, okay? Because now behind you is actually that that small office as well as the water and all this thing. So if you remember correctly, okay, I think I'm a bit high in this video. Let's try to tune it down a bit. Okay. So if you remember in the previous video, this place is actually a bedroom. Okay, so let me share with you the place where the TV heaves now. This is one of the common room. The previous owner, when they bought over, this is like a sliding door. The owner took away the sliding door, which I told you is pretty expensive, but they don't need it. So they took the sliding door away. Okay, then they built up this so that they have some storage over here, so that the dining table is being separated by the sofa over here, and this thing extend right so that you don't see the back of the sofa. So this is the way, like doing a small separation between the dining as well as the living. So they have made the common room into a living room. So instead of reinstating the wall back for this unit, right, they just take it out. They took out the most expensive thing, which is the glass door. So the sliding glass door is really expensive, but they don't need it because that's not their purpose. So what they want is they want a very wide and big spacious house. So over here, they took it away. Then they built this thing. This is also like a custom built TV top. Okay, or you call it a TV console top or whatever. This thing maybe cost you 1,000 plus to 2K around there. This thing maybe a few $100s, I don't think need 1,000 lah, because this is not so difficult and this is pretty small. So this place will become the living room where the sofa is here. Then they built a big size aircon. Okay, the aircons are also not included, but I just want to give you an idea because I'm actually pretty familiar with how people should structure their aircon lah. So the contractor and the aircon people are all referred by me. So I told the aircon guy, okay, then the aircon guy say, okay, they suggest using a bigger unit. So this is a bigger aircon unit so that the aircon can blow down to the whole area over here. Okay, whole area. So instead of doing two, they do one, big one. Okay, so the place I'm standing now, if you look at the left side over here where I'm here, this place, right, actually is also part of the dining. This place is actually part of the dining. Because last time, if you remember, the previous owner have the fridge outside. And I think is the oven outside also. I'm not too sure, but they have some things. So now the owner have cut it down. Instead of the bigger cabinets, right, you can see that they push it in. Okay, I'm going to show you a better view. Okay, I'm going to show you a better view here. Why do I say a better view? You see over here, right? Last time, you can see that this wall, right, is actually so wide. So instead of the full cabinet, they do a smaller cabinet so that this place don't look so squeezy. Okay, I will roughly use my knowledge and my experience in the property industry to share with you how I feel and why some of the designers design things this way. So I think this is pretty good because for me, I feel that at least this is not so big. It doesn't feel like it's taking up the space here. So this one, they do it smaller, but over here, they do the full table, to the end of this, not to the end of this wall, but at least there's just a small gap. Okay, this place, right, is more like put your kitchen stuff lah. Because for the owners, they are in their 70s, they come from a place with a big kitchen, they like to cook, you know, very different from your U20s, 30s that don't cook lah. So this owner like to cook. So they need this area. Then in order to utilize this place, you see this place they don't need anymore. Because they don't need to put a dining table here. Dining table is behind already at the outer area. So they do out this place where you have this island thing. I think it's to maybe like buffet lah or housewarming lah. This thing can go to the middle. I think a lot of people do this kind of thing nowadays lah. Then you can put the food lah. Then people come here and take lah. Then this one also can come out, is it? Oh, interestingly, this one cannot come out, okay? This one is just a cabinet. Anyway, the hinge and the handles haven't go in lah. So I don't want to destroy the house. This is new. Anyway, some of the things are not fully done up lah. I rushing for the video. Because they rushing to move in. So I trying my best to do as much as I can. Okay, hold on, I must put properly. Okay, so I think that one is where a lot of people come. Then you pull out and then you have buffet. Okay, then this part is the kitchen. So like I told you, they need to cook. So they cannot have an open concept kitchen. So they have done out this glass door. Pretty nice. Soft closing, standard one. Nowadays all soft closing one. Okay, I'm going to share with you a little bit about the kitchen. Anyway, the whole place is new, like I share with you. Even the kitchen is new, okay? But let me pack a little bit, because they have put some stuff. Okay, so let's go. Okay, ignore the things, okay? I decided not to touch the things. This is people's house, not my house, respect, okay? So what happened over here is you see this, this is just beside the glass door just now. This is where the fridge is going to go. Okay, the fridge is going to go. You still can see the square over here. Everything over here, including the wall tiles, right, has been redo. So all these are all totally new. Okay, so you all must understand, everything that I tell you, including the floor, this glass, this store, all these are part of the 87,000. The fans are not, but the LED light is part of the 87,000 that has been put into the house and the and the renovation. So like basing all these things is not put into it lah. So if you really want to add up everything, including all these things that buy, I think add up maybe 92 around there. Okay, not much, not much, because like all these things I think is included. Okay, so the contractor did up the cabinet, same tone as you see outside. They use the wood one and then the bottom gray. Just now in outside when you see the island is also this color. So over here, right, the kitchen for this kind of new HDB flats, right, they are smaller. So this is why they have the area behind. So they redo the whole kitchen, including the cabinet. This kitchen, including outside plus here, there's one strip of cabinets that I'm going to show you later. I think the kitchen will cost you, including the toweling and everything, easily about 15,000 to 20,000. Okay, depends on what kind of hinge you're using and whatsoever. And then the flooring, toweling lah, need to retowel, need to hack lah, and all those cabinets lah. What kind of feature you have? This kitchen is one of the most expensive thing. So the kitchen, I would say that it's about 20,000 plus minus or more lah. Cannot be 15 lah. Okay, cannot be 15. So all these are the expensive part of the house. If you follow me closely, I will always share is that carpentry is always the most expensive part of the whole renovation. Okay, so all this they done up already. Don't know whether you can see, I don't want to block you. So over here you have the stove and all this thing. Not a very big kitchen. Okay, then I'm going to show you this small part that they have over here. Over here I think something was done, so let's go. Okay, so over here you have this special cabinet over here. I think my house also have this thing that you can pull out and take things. Actually, I pull out and put a microwave on top. I asked the contractor, this one can tahan not the microwave on top. He said can. So far, my carpet haven't spoiled. I want to touch wood. Okay. So this is the thing that they have done, including this one that is pulled up. Same concept. Okay. Then over here, I think the previous owner actually have a door. So now the door has been removed. The door has been removed, I think, because if I'm not wrong, I don't know if I'm wrong. Is this window new? This one I really forget already. But anyway, they have closed up and sealed up the whole area. Then the yard become more spacious. I think once you take out away the door, right, this whole place become more accessible. And it becomes more spacious. You're not so squeezy, okay? So we're going to go closer and take a look now. Okay, so this is the place where the washing machine is. This place is also pretty big lah, because you have this washer here, then you hang your clothes lah. Nowadays, everybody use this electronic one. I also don't know where's the controller, because it's not my house. I don't stay here. So anyway, this thing will ding, then it will come down, then you hang your clothes and go up again. Then you have a small basin here. This is the water heater from City Gas. This is the hot water, okay. Then the aircon compressor is over here. Okay, so the yard area, I remember the last time it wasn't that spacious. It feels a little bit more squeezy. I think the door here make a big difference. If you remove the door and the frame, right, then everything feels bigger. Okay, it feels bigger. Okay, I'm gonna step back a little bit. Okay, I keep the toilet roll first. So at least you don't you can see the basing properly. I step back all the way, so that I don't block the camera. Okay, this is the common toilet where the whole toilet has been done up. Even the doors has been changed. Okay, even the doors has been changed. I'm quite sure they changed the door. It doesn't look old. Okay, it looks new. Retouling, everything confirmed done already. Retouling, all these things are new. Toilet bowl also new. Glass new. All these put things one, basing, all these things are new. Including this bathing one now, all this thing is new. Okay, so this toilet like this will also cost you about 15,000 or so. Okay, the retouling lah, the waterworks lah, waterproofing lah, all these things. Buy toilet bowl lah, and surprisingly, I can tell you that this kind of thing, like example the basing. Cupboards lah, all these cupboards that is the mirror one that can open up and put things lah, all these are not cheap lah, guys. So you add up one toilet is normally 15k or so. Okay, 15k or so. So this is the common toilet. Everything is new lah, basically everything is new. Okay, so now we are in the common room. This is the cabinet. I don't need to show you behind, because behind is just the window, and window is not, it's not new mah. So there's nothing in this room. This room, flooring, the owner have chosen to do vinyl instead of tiles. So I think that cuts down the cost a little bit. If you have everything tiles, then it's going to be more expensive. The doors are new. The cabinets are all new. Okay, this cabinet is considered like a full cabinet. Top to bottom, left to right, full cabinet. This kind of cabinets like this will cost you quite a lot of money. Okay, I think easily a cabinet like that is about 6,000 or so, or even more. And depends on what kind of compartment you want inside lah, this and that lah. This owner has chosen hinge one, so the hinge has not been installed. That's why you don't have the thing to pull, okay? So anyway, they have some hinge. They like the knobs and all these things. So this thing will cost you $6,000 to $8,000 or so, plus minus. So carpentry is very expensive. You want them to customize full height and whatsoever, they are not cheap. We have a small side table over here. Not significant, but still need few $100. Okay, so now your toilet roll again. Sorry. I told you already, they want to move in already. So this one, wait, I put here. Okay, this one is the master bedroom toilet. Everything is new. This thing has been hacked. Everything is new. Over here, you see the full length. I consider full because normally people won't do from here to here. So once you do here to here, it's pretty expensive. So this thing is pretty expensive. I see there's so many openings here. Wow, all can open one. So this is not cheap. Okay, guys, this is not cheap. This is also open one. Then you see the tabletop design, also full, so this is also not cheap. So this one, I think top and bottom, I think top and bottom like this, at least 5,000 already. Around 5,000 or so already. Then toilet bowl is here. I'm going to turn the camera a little bit so that you can see. This is the bathing area. You have this, the glass doors done up, the shower, the tiles. Okay, I should come out right and let me give you have a good view. Okay, can see. Okay, so all these things are all new. A toilet like this toilet is a little bit more expensive in my opinion because of a lot of carpentry work that is being done. So definitely more expensive than another toilet. This is the master bedroom. Last but not least, this is the master bedroom. Wow. I tell you the best part of the master bedroom that I like, right? Can you all see me? Cannot, I'm still in the frame. Am I in the frame? Okay. Is this full big mirror? Very nice. I love this thing, okay? And then they choose to put the aircon here so that the aircon can blow on them lah. If you put the aircon here, the aircon may blow on the cabinet, which I really don't encourage it. Not very good. But because you put the aircon here, right, then become the cupboard cannot do out too much. But also, if your cupboard do out too much, then the entrance here will be a little bit smaller. So I feel that there's always pro and cons lah. There are always sacrifices that you need to do. So at least for this, right, this place is wide enough for you to walk into the bedroom. Because this is the place where you will go and jump onto the bed, ma. Okay? So over here, again, you have a cabinet. Then this owner done up. You can see, right? Okay, you can. This is the back for the bed. Okay? So the bed, I forget what you call it. 一时想不起, okay? Then you have your side table. So all built in, side table, la, the backrest la, for the bed frame. La. Then all these la, cabinets, la, these are not cheap. So all this, easily you add up like that, I think 10,000 cannot run away lah. Because carpentry is very expensive. Flooring, they also choose vinyl, which also save out some of the money. Mirror like this, is it expensive? Maybe not. Maybe like $1,000 or a few hundred dollars, $600, $800. One piece one. So when it's cut, then it's a little bit cheaper lah. One piece a little bit more expensive. But I think this is a very nice. To me, this is very nice. Okay, then I'm going to move the camera to show you. There's this TV area over here also. Okay, there's this TV area over here also. So the TV area already done up. Okay, so this is where they put the TV. Then they want to have some cabinets where they can lock their stuff lah. So this one also not cheap. This one maybe I will estimate about 2K plus or so. Because you can see the depth is not very deep, so it's a little bit cheaper. Okay, so that's it for today's video. So if you realize, right, all these things add up to about 87,000. So 87,000, if we were to split it up, the living room may take up maybe about 15,000 to 20,000 because all this carpentry la, the toweling la, the shoe rack la, then plus this built up wall la, all these things. Then small cabinets over here, maybe 15,000 to 20,000. Then the TV console behind, you can add maybe another add up maybe 25. Then over here you have like 30,000 plus the flooring 30+. Then you add the kitchen and the yard, everything that will cost you about 20. So that's where you get about like 50 plus 55 or so. Then every toilet is 50 lah. Every toilet you add up both toilet about 30, 12, maybe 12, 20 something. Then that will be about 75,000 plus the two cabinets inside the master bedroom, the frame, everything. Around there, if you go and calculate and add up, 75, then it's left with about 13,000 or 12,000. 12,000, two cabinets, plus vinyl flooring, plus frame. Almost there, okay? So that's how we get 87,000, okay? That's how we get 87,000. I feel, lah, to be frank with you, this contractor of mine, this is not the first house he has done for my customer. He has done many, many houses, including my own house. I think his price is still pretty reasonable. I wouldn't dare to say that he's the cheapest, but definitely he's not the most expensive. He's quite responsible. Whatever that done up so far, hasn't had really, really bad feedback. I think everything is okay. Responsible, responsive, and he has handled some of the most difficult clients for renovation, and I think he's okay. He can handle the stress very well. Okay, so again, this is not my company. I'm just sharing with you. I just want to share with you like how you can actually save out on reno and don't need to spend like a few hundred thousand. I mean, normal basic household, when we do renovation, we wouldn't want to throw in too much money. This owner has paid like 87,000 for the reno to get the whole house done up is because they are in their 70s. Their thinking is this is like the house they're going to stay for long because they are not going to change the house maybe in the next 20 years, 30 years, you know. So whatever that they are using here, they want it to be like have a, like you can use very long and won't spoil. they don't want to be like in the midst, like 5 years later, something they have to repair because they are not young anymore. So this is their thinking. Okay, whatever money spent, the house, I feel that it's like pretty nice, okay? And the concept that is being done is not too bad. So, because this is like a couple, there's no kids, the kids very old already. So you realize that they don't need the three bedder. So if we're going to do something like an analysis based on property rules and regulation, they're above 55, they can only buy a 4-room flat. Because they may have owned a prior property late, before that. So they don't want to wait 15 months. So they come and downgrade. They can only buy a 4-room flat. So this 4-room flat is about 1992 square meter. You will add up to about 990 or so, or about 1,000 or so square feet. So the unit like this, if you don't need all three bedrooms, you hack away. I feel that this is a pretty decent size. Okay, don't need to mop and vacuum until sell. So this is okay for a downgrader in their 70s. So that's it for today's video. Hope you like it. If you are interested to find out more about my contractor on how they do their renovations, you can let me know. Then I will just refer them to you. Then you do your due diligence and your discussion with them. Like, if you like them, then you use them. If you don't like them, then don't use. Okay, because this is a personal preference. So far, what I like is the price is not crazy. And he don't try to like quote you a lot of boliao or expensive things. Like, I don't know. If you understand, you understand. You don't understand, you don't understand. To me, I very near one. You know, I'm willing to pay, but I want it to be worth it. I don't want to kena be a cai tao or carrot cake. So that's it for today's video. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope you like my home tour. Okay, it's not easy to get an owner that allow me to do a reno video like this. So I don't know when is the next time I have chance to do a reno video. But thank you for watching. Happy New Year. Happy Chinese New Year, 新年快乐, very fast. Another 28 days to go, okay? I walk on the street already, hear the 新年 song already. Haven't Christmas finished. Christmas finished, the next day I already hear, 恭喜恭喜恭喜你. So that's it, the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode, and bye-bye.